The story of Shakyamuni Buddha's death from the Pali Canon. In this sutra, the Buddha is sometimes referred to as the Blessed One. In his old age, the Buddha had recovered from a serious illness. He came out from his dwelling place and sat down in the shade. Ananda approached, saying, "Fortunate it is for me, O Lord, to see the Blessed One recovered. When I saw the Blessed One's sickness, it was as though my own body became weak as a creeper. Everything around became dim to me and my senses failed me. Yet I still had some little comfort in the thought that the Blessed One would not come to his final passing away until he had given some last instructions respecting the community." The Buddha answered him, saying, "What more does the community expect from me, Ananda? I have already set forth the complete Dhamma, the teaching, without making any of it hidden. I have no such idea that it is I who should lead the community or that the community depends upon me. What final instructions would I have to give? Now I am frail, Ananda, old, aged, far gone in years. This is my 80th year and my life is spent. Even as an old cart, Ananda, is held together with much difficulty, so the body of the Buddha is kept going only with supports. Therefore, Ananda, be islands unto yourselves, refuges unto yourselves, seeking no external refuge, with the Dhamma as your island, the Dhamma as your refuge, seeking no other refuge." Then, knowing his time of death was approaching, the Buddha went to the Sal Grove near Kushinara with a large community of monks. He said to Ananda, "Please prepare a bed for me between the twin Sal trees with its head to the north. I am tired and will lie down." Ananda did so. Then the Buddha lay down on his right side in the lion's sleeping posture with one foot on top of the other, mindful and alert. At that time, the twin sal trees were in full bloom, even though it was not the time for flowering. They showered, strewed, and sprinkled petals on the Buddha's body in homage to him. Heavenly coral tree blossoms fell from the sky, showering, strewing, and sprinkling the body's Buddha in homage to him. Heavenly songs were sung in the sky in homage to the Buddha. The Buddha observed all this and said to Ananda, "It is not in this way that a Buddha is truly worshipped, honored, respected, venerated, or paid homage to. Rather, the monk, nun, or lay follower who keeps practicing the Dhamma, who lives in accordance with the Dhamma, that is the person who worships, honors, respects, venerates, and pays homage to the Buddha with the highest homage." Then Ananda, going into a nearby building, stood leaning against the door jamb, weeping. "Here I am, still in training, with work left to do, and the death of my teacher is about to occur, the teacher who has had so much sympathy for me." The Buddha became aware of Ananda's grieving and asked him to come to his side. He said, "Enough, Ananda. Don't grieve. Don't lament. Haven't I already taught you the state of growing free from attachment to all things dear and appealing? What else is there to expect? It is impossible that one could forbid anything born, existent, fabricated, and subject to disintegration from disintegrating." Then the Buddha said to the community, "Now, if it occurs to any of you, the teaching has lost its authority. We are without a teacher. Do not view it in that way. Whatever teaching and guidelines for conduct I have pointed out and formulated for you, that will be your teacher when I am gone. Now then, community of practitioners, I exhort you. All fabrications are subject to decay. Bring about completion by being heedful." Those were the Buddha's last words. The Buddha entered a series of meditative states, and upon emerging from them, he immediately was totally unbound from this earthly existence and passed away. At the moment when the Buddha was totally unbound, there was a great earthquake, awesome and hair-raising, and the drums of the heavenly beings sounded. Three full bows. Adoration of the Buddha's relics can be found on page 76 in the chant book.
Adoration of the Buddha's relics. To the relics of the Buddha, of merit all. Homage to the body of truth, which is truth itself, and us too, before the world of the Dharma for our present body. Through the merits of the Buddha, the truth enters into us and we enter the truth. Through the excellent power of Buddha, we realize truth. Let us do only good for all living things, that we may possess the true mind. Let us do only pure deeds, that we may enter the peaceful mind, which is unchanging great wisdom. Let us pay homage eternally to the Buddha, to the Buddha, to the Buddha. Homage to the relics of the Buddha, of merit all. Homage to the body of truth, which is truth itself, and us too, before the world of the Dharma for our present body. can go ahead and do the Heart Sutra.
The Heart Sutra can be found on page 22 in the chant book. Heart of Great Perfect Wisdom Sutra. Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, when deeply practicing Prajnaparamita, clearly saw all five aggregates are empty, and thus relieved all suffering, the Putra form does not differ from emptiness. Emptiness does not differ from form. Form self is emptiness. Emptiness itself forms sensations, perceptions, formations, and consciousness are also like this. Shariputra, all dharmas are marked by emptiness. They neither arise nor cease, are neither defiled nor pure. Their increase nor decrease, therefore given emptiness, there is no form, sensation, no perception, no formation, consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no sight, sound, no smell, no taste, no touch, no object of mind, realm of sight, down to no realm, mind, consciousness, there is neither ignorance nor extinction. Ignorance down to neither old age and death. Extinction of old age and death. No suffering, no cause, no cessation. Path, no knowledge, no attainment, nothing to attain. A Bodhisattva realize Prajnaparamita, and thus is without hindrance, without hindrance. There is no fear far beyond all inverted views. Realizes Nirvana, all Buddhas of past, present, and future lie on Prajnaparamita, and thereby attain unsurpassed, complete, perfect enlightenment. Therefore, know the Prajna Paramita as the great miraculous mantra, the great bright mantra, supreme mantra, the incomparable mantra, which removes all suffering and is true, not false. Therefore, proclaim the Prajna Paramita mantra. Mantra that says gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha. The Dharma body of the Buddha cannot be seen so long as one is within duality, for it is beyond birth and death, filling all things. Out of compassion for all living things, the Buddha appeared in the form and figure of a human being. For this great act, we bow in gratitude and pray that we may be able to illuminate our minds from delusion. On this 14th day of February, we have gathered to commemorate our Lord Shakyamuni's entry into Parinirvana. And we offer incense, flowers, candles, cakes, tea, and fruit, and the merits of the recitation of the adoration of the Buddha's relics and Heart of Great Perfect Wisdom Sutra out of gratitude for his compassion. The moon over Mount Ryoju shines miraculously in all directions. The sallow trees bloom and their petals convey the fragrance of the Dharma down to the present time. The Buddha transcended desire and used the blessing of his understanding to help all who are deluded. After all delusion is removed, that which remains is called the true form, the form of Buddha all. The merit of this form has been a light for all from the far past until the present time. All forms of existence join in the grief of this day and wholeheartedly recite with us these scriptures. We are filled with awe at the countless voices and boundless light which proclaim the Dharma, and we vow to propagate it eternally. All Buddhas throughout space and time, all honored ones, Bodhisattvas, Mahasattvas, wisdom beyond wisdom, Mahaprajna Paramita.
Three full bows. Zazen.